coat. Boy, stop playing. When I walk through the room, no questions asked. No need to be slick with it, cause I'm a boss chick.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm a boss chick, yeah. I'm a boss chick. I'm a boss chick.
Now, did you hear what I said?
I'm a boss chick.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm a boss chick, yeah. I'm a boss chick. I'm a boss chick.
Hey, I'm a boss chick. Ain't no doubt about it, I handle my business. I don't need no help from you, I handle my own. Everything I got, you best believe it's paid for. Keep my hair and nails done, bills paid on time. But nothing comes free, you gotta stay on your grind. To get to where I'm at, where you ready to be. Cause when you see me, shawty, you best believe. You wanna ask me what I do when you see who I am. Flawless from head to toe, boy, stop playing. When I walk through the room, no questions asked. No need to be slick with it, cause
I'm a boss chick.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm a boss chick, yeah. I'm a boss chick. I'm a boss chick.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm a boss chick.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm a boss chick, yeah. I'm a boss chick. I'm a boss chick.
I'm a definition of a boss, y'all, it's plain to see. You never see nobody do it quite like me. With the bags that I carry, plus the shoes to match. Keep you talking while I'm walking, ain't no need for that. Everything that I do and everything I want, I get it with ease, it ain't no need for fronting. I work my ass off and keep the money coming. I'm a boss, I'm a boss, I'm a boss, I'm a boss.
You wanna ask me what I do when you see who I am. Flawless from head to toe, boy, stop playing. When I walk through the room, no questions asked. No need to be slick with it, cause
I'm a boss chick. Did you hear what I said?
I'm a boss chick, yeah. I'm a boss chick. I'm a boss chick.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm a boss chick.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm a boss chick, yeah. I'm a boss chick. I'm a boss chick.
Your hands in the air, cause you know you about your business, my lady.
Yeah,
you just keep doing your thing, cause in the end,
yeah,
you gon' be having them say,
you wanna ask me what I do when you see who I am. Flawless from head to toe, boy, stop playing. When I walk through the room, no questions asked. No need to be slick with it, cause I'm a boss chick. I'm a boss chick, yeah. I'm a boss chick. I'm a boss chick.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm a boss chick.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm a boss chick, yeah. I'm a boss chick. I'm a boss chick.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm a boss chick.
Did you hear what I said?
I'm a boss chick, yeah. I'm a boss chick. I'm a boss chick.
Did you hear what I said?
Know who it is. This your boy Fly Boy, and you now rocking with Manic Monday. Salute that boy Live by Terrence. Salute that girl Tweety B. Fly Boy Drill Hood Made in T Slack Cake Dog Record. Aye.
Watch how they rub my tattoo. They fall in love with my tattoo. When I show them all my tattoo. Are weak, need a strength, not mine. Forget my ride, Lord Jesus, pet my mind. Strip my pride, and if I mind, kindly remind me you'll resist my tries. If you don't take it, then I won't make it. So I yield to you, cause I know you won't let me go naked. I'm so chasing, but can use a little more patience. Still no wasting time, I got my mind on your fragrance. And what you show, David, it's not about me. Look to you when others have forgot about me. They don't have to remember, but I've got to be tender hearted and factually centered. Don't want my path reconsidered, I'm glad we can get up. Anything you want of me, just ask me, I give up, I'm all yours. Now I know what my worth is through my worship. Married to you, Lord, the things that I can't flirt with. Hold my heart, can't let it be swept away. The goals I have are better today than yesterday, despite the test today. Every day, learning to you in every way. If I make you grieve, you don't make me leave, you let me stay. That's love, no strings, you're committed, no flings. I've learned to meditate on you, no need to blow steam. Or get ticked off, curse out, and throw things. I got a peace I never had before, so sweet. And even though I go through, it's so brief. Compared to eternity without you, more grief. Smile through the trials, now can even show teeth. Won't just wade in the water, Lord, I go deep. Not my home, the game, fame, fortune, not my goal. Being first is worth being last, but not my soul. Patience works perfect, not too slow. My heart is in your hands, I'm not too old. Been lost on this journey, Jacques Cousteau. Now following your lead, I'll stop you, go, come on.
Surrender by King David, the vessel. You can go over and follow him on Twitter at Yielded Man. And you guys make sure you go over and do that. I like that Surrender song. It's really meaningful. What'd you say now?
I just said it's nice, mellow.
Yeah, it is. I like it. I like that song. We're going to go ahead and bring our guest in, you guys. Corporal Kick-Ass is here in the building for Manic Monday tonight. How you doing tonight, sir?
What's going on? How y'all doing out there, man? It's your boy, Corporal A-Kick, A-K, you know what I mean? I don't want to say the ass, but the ass kick, yeah.
You just did.
Yeah.
Kick-Ass, man.
What the hell are you trying to say on Manic Monday?
Manic Mondays, yep. Man. You know I'm in the building, man. How y'all doing?
We good, man. Respecting your professionalism, man. You showed up on time, ready to go.
Oh, you already know, man. Everybody gets their wisdom.
That's what's up. Now, I want you to take just a minute and introduce yourself to the Manic Monday audience. Tell them who you are and where you're from.
I am Corporal Ass Kick, man, from Far Rockaway, Queens. You know what I mean? Edgemere Projects, Team White Owls in the building, R.U.N is in the building. You know what I mean? We here.
That's what's up. Now, I was reading over your bio, and it's like you have done so many things. I just want to say salute to you for all of your hard work, because I really enjoyed it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, yeah. I was lying on my bio. Let's stop playing.
Yeah, I really enjoyed reading it, though. Like, it had a lot of information in it. And one thing I did want to ask you about, first and foremost, is how is it to tour, like, around the nation, like, outside of the U.S.? How is that feeling? Because I always want to know about traveling outside of the United States of America and, like, being familiar with being able to order stuff you want to eat and talk to people and stuff like that. Because when you tour, you're gone for a while, right?
Yeah, yeah, but, you know, I'm going to tell you something that's going to have y'all bugging, man. I literally, you know, I got a new baby girl at home, you know what I mean? And I really don't like to have her with any babysitters or, like, raising my daughter myself. So I was getting on the plane and back off the plane. Every time I did a show, I went right back home and then went right back to where I had to be. You know what I mean? That was crazy.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up. I like a family.
Let me tell you something, though, man. Hey, listen, you go to these places, man, please understand that the American dollar is worth nothing. You hear me?
I was just telling somebody that on Grown Folks Business, when I used to stay in Toledo, like a cup of coffee in Canada was like $7 or $8 U.S. dollars. It was like, you know, it has no value, period.
Oh, man, hey, listen, that's I know how you feel. I landed in London. I changed 2,000 American dollars to give me back 900 London dollars. I said, listen, y'all missing $1,100. They're like, no, we not. I'm like, what?
Oh, wow. That is craziness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. Now,
so next time, I'm just going to bring my food stamp card, man, and see if it works out there.
I know. That's right. It's supposed to work anywhere here, but I don't know about way over there.
It says access on it, so I need to have access to everything. You understand me?
That's what's up. Hey, Rue, did you have anything you wanted to ask right now? Because I know I always get to talking and I leave you out. So was it anything you wanted to ask right away? Okay, so maybe we lost him on the board. I don't know where Hey, Rue is. So,
no, I think yeah.
Are you here?
Yeah, I'm here. I don't know if he's there, though, but if he was, I guess he would ask me, what? Let me stop.
You silly. Okay, listen, tell us a little bit about Far Rock, because I'm not familiar with the place, and I was reading about it a little bit in your bio. So tell us about your hood and where you're from.
Oh, Far Rockaway, Queens, man, it's the sixth borough, you know what I mean? The sixth borough of New York City, man, we have like a little land of our own. You know, we're in the middle of everything. Brooklyn, you know what I mean? Long Island, we dead smack in the middle. You know what I mean? It's definitely a war zone, man, but it's definitely a place, man, where, you know what I mean? People, they really don't understand what's going on about New York. You got people that come to New York City and say, I've been to New York. I say, where you been? They say, Manhattan. I say, you ain't been to New York. Come to Far Rockaway, man. We got a little bit of everybody living with us. You understand?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I came out there, and I'm going to tell you, I couldn't tell. I'm from the country. You know what I'm saying? When I got paid $15.50 for a pack of Newports, I'm ready to go.
Oh,
y'all
yeah.
Doing
oh,
too
man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you got to get them Lucy's, man. Everybody buying packs in there, man. That's a dinner at Olive Garden. You ain't doing that. You know what I mean?
I saw this lady there. It was so funny. This lady wasn't funny, but it was. She had a buggy that was, like, filled to the sky with cans. I'm like, how in the hell is she pushing this thing around with that many cans in there?
Oh, she said, stay hot, man. You know what I mean? That's what we do. You know, we took 1,000 cans if we need that money to make it better. That's what paying taxes and all that's about. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, Rue, now that I got you back, baby, did you have any questions you wanted to ask?
No, man. I mean, you're doing a fabulous job, man. You know what I'm saying? I kind of got unmuted a little bit for a minute or something, man. You said I was unmuted again, so. You know, I'm back, man. I mean, you know, I've been listening, though, man. You know what I'm saying? You've been, you kind of explained pretty much everything, except for, you know what I'm saying? It's like the name. You know, you asked about where you're from. I'm the name, the corporate kicking it. Like, you got to, like, serve that up.
Yeah, man. Well, that right there, you know, a corporal in the military, man, I like their position more than a general, because a corporal is actually on the battlefield and understands war, you know what I mean? And that's what this is, you know what I'm saying? In this industry, man, there's a war, man, between good music and bad music, you know what I mean? And the ass kick, well, that's just what I do. I kick ass, you know what I mean?
Yeah, for real. Yeah. That's what's up. That's what's
up. Now, like, in your personal opinion, who's winning the battle right now? Is it
right
good
now,
music or
bad? Right now, I'm going to be honest, man, the garbage music is winning, you know what I mean?
I know.
You know, they're winning, but we're definitely making a comeback.
Yeah, it's slow.
Music. I ain't so quick on all this old sounding like you on another planet all the time.
Yeah, man, listen, you know, man, you know some of this music is crazy. Come on, man. You can have, you know, the choruses don't make sense. My girl got a big butt, a big butt, a big butt. And then nigga start rhyming, and after that, a big butt. I'm like, come on, man. You know what I mean? How long it took you to write that one? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, the whole thing about it, man, it's about mind control right now, man. You know what I'm saying?
You're
it's
right.
It's about shoving some garbage in your ear that you cannot say. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, it's like, it's a few little songs, man, by a couple of cats that's well liked down in the South, man, that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I can take a lead of music. I don't really be like blasting them dudes out there too much like that, man, but you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, everybody, like, Future, all right, but everybody don't need to try to sound like Future. You know what I'm saying? I mean, shit.
You're right, man. Give that man a round of applause, please, people.
That's how it is. And I'm finna say this right here, and she's finna talk shit to me. It don't matter, man, how tight your flow is, man. You dig what I'm saying? It's about, you know, what kind of how you package yourself, man. You got to market yourself, man, because you are your product. It's not just your voice. It's not just your flow. It's not just your music, man, because if it was simply about your music and your flow, man, right now, man, Jada still be sitting on top of the game. But
a lot of people still be on top of the game. You're right about that, man. You definitely got to put your work in, man, and sell yourself, because this is a business, you know what I mean? But sell, you know, I always say sell yourself, but don't sell your soul. You know what I mean? Sell the image.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Daughter.
But don't sell your soul, brother. You know what I mean?
With that said, one more time, man, I'm going to salute you, man, a corporal ass kick, man, for showing up on time, man. You know what I'm saying? The professionalism, man, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, it's there, man. We talk about that all the time, man. I don't hear no blunt smoke, no music in the background, no babies. No, you know what I'm saying. No, hold up, man. Put some fries in the bag and some, you know what I'm saying. I'm in the car horn. I mean, you know, you got somewhere where it's quiet. You sit down. You called in on time, man. And you're doing your interview, man. You know what I'm saying. For anybody that's listening in, man, that's how you're supposed to do it. Now, I ain't hitting with a whole lot of them hard and difficult questions, man, based solely on that fact, man, that I'm impressed by that. Sometimes, man, you know what I'm saying, that first impression. It's enough, man, to get a cat a job. Like, well, hell, he show up on time. His resume wasn't as impressive, but he showed up on time. You know what I'm saying? What good do it have a top surgeon if he show up late? You know what I'm saying? I take the all right surgeon to get there when, you know what I'm saying, the surgery stop. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I go. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like I said,
good looking, man. Good looking, man.
You know what I'm saying? Shit.
I
hope everybody,
man. Yeah, I can't take all credit, man. I got a great publicist, man, CC Vance. You know what I mean? She stays on me, man, make sure I do things right. You know what I mean?
Hey, you hired her, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, most definitely hired her, man. Ever since she's worth the hiring, though. Believe that, man. You know what I mean?
No, I said that to say, man. You know, a lot of people, man, you know what I'm saying? They want shadows for company. Feel what I'm saying? They want people who...
Yep.
Say what they say, do what they do, eat what they eat, man, talk how they talk, think how they think, you know what I'm saying? No matter how ridiculous it is, something you finna do, that's cool with them because you said you finna do it. It's like, that's right, that's right, that's right. You know what I'm saying? You need them naysayers in your group, man, you know what I'm saying? You got to have them people in your circle who think for themselves, man, who pull your coat when it's that time, people that you respect like that. So that's why I say you hire them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of people hire people that's just gone. Say what they wanted to say and do what they wanted to do. That's going to keep them happy. You know what I'm saying? Shit, you know? I want people around me to respect my woman. Feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, no doubt,
like,
man.
Hey, married, dog, what you doing? You know what I'm saying? What you doing, man? You know, like, you know, so I try to slide a number through and they be like, you should give me this for that man married. You know what I'm saying? You want to be there with morals and principles and standards, man. You know what I'm saying? Well, what's say her name again, man, so we can salute her on the show.
Celebrity publicist CC Vance, man. She's no joke, man. Believe me on that one. You know what I mean?
Oh, Bill. Salute CC Vance, man.
Salute, baby. That's what's up. Now, we've been talking about good music and everything for a little bit here. Now, I wanted you to tell everybody a little bit about the song Spread Love with Dilly Days and how you came up with the concept of the song.
Oh, man, definitely. Man. The song, I always wanted to do, back in the days when the 45 King, shout out to him, you know what I mean? He used to use that song basically for just like, a certain amount of DJs. He only made a certain amount of copies for only the good DJs, and they used to play it in the clubs. So, you know, one day I heard it playing in the club, and I sat there, and I'm like, you know something? This is like a chess move. If I could do a song to this, one, you got a lot of DJs, man, that are in position in this game. You know what I mean? They've been in the game for a long time. So if I could bring them back to that good old feeling and then the message behind it, you know what I mean? The game is so crazy. You have so much hate going on, you know what I mean? I'm like, you know, I'm going to try to hit him with something different. I want to step outside the box, you know what I mean? And whatnot. So I decided to write a little something to that, man. When I was listening to it, I was like, you know, this needs another essence. You know what I mean? And that's when I got in touch with my man, Billy Dan. Shout out to him. Shout out to Lil Fane. Shout out to Courtney Brown. You know what I mean? Raps United Nation, you know what I'm saying? Asked him to get on the verse. He's one of the real artists. First of all, if you don't know who Billy Dan is, you might as well kill yourself now because you don't know hip-hop. You know what I mean? Straight up, you know what I'm saying? And that dude, you know what I mean? He did what most industry artists wouldn't do. You know what I'm saying? He supported the song, supported the music. I've done songs with artists in the industry where I won't say no names, but you know who you are. I get on the track, I bust your ass, but you don't want to support the song just because of that. You know what I mean? And whatnot.
Oh, I know.
So,
that's
yeah, man. Dan's is real. He knows his craft is top of the line. And he did the song with me, man, and it opened up a lot more doors, man. And I'm loving the song right now. It's like a real fall rock feeling, man, a King Whiteout feeling. You know what I'm saying? That's my unit. So when I was writing that, I was thinking about home. I was thinking about my team, DJ Whiteout, you know what I mean? L Black, Poker Face, Fall Rock Mills, you know what I'm saying? Young Stack, Rockaway Jaw, like you know, I'm speaking for us. You know what I'm saying? Sugar Love, M. Uno, Vast Mon, True Bleezy, stuff like that, man. Them is the dudes that's coming out next that's going to shut this game down, man. We got an army, man, ready to bring this music back. You understand?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We're going to get into it now, you guys. This is Spread Love with Billy Days by Corporal Kickass. You guys hang on tight. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, your boy Court, Billy Dan, Team Whiteout. Let's go! Yeah, y'all already know, right? Shit's about to change this year. Check it out. Yo, I am the son of Lorian, Evelyn Murray. I've been through hell just to get here. And boy, I'm thirsty. Should've been dead 1,000 times. But the Lord have mercy. No rappers don't deserve this gift, but I guess I'm worthy. I'm on a mission to bring that real hip hop back with an old school flow that'll kill New Jack. They say I'm KRS-One with some cool G-Rap. And y'all dudes ain't got a clue like that boy P-Dak. I'm from the NYC where the guns go black. Ain't talking loose at the mouth, I get your jawbone tapped. We don't smoke regular weed, where they do that at? Over here we got that pit, where y'all grew that at? The home of Hot 97, and yes it's a fact. We got the best DJs that ever scratched on wax. And as far as the mixtape, you better check that. My brother White Owl is killing them across the map. So when you see us, nigga, ain't all you haters need to. And if
Cook,
you catch us
up
in your hood, you better. And all your haters need to. From the west to the Midwest, you better. Come on. From
that
Japan to the UK,
nigga,
you better. Let's go.
Yo, we in the middle of the street where it goes down at. Deep in the street where the foes found at. Hello, shaky where they toss rounds at. Niggas are scared yak and we ain't never heard of that. Cops turning their back and ain't got nothing to say. The weed man is practically giving it away. Homicide is plunged to an all-time low. And tourists flood the street where niggas usually won't go. Cause nobody's in danger. Crips and the blood came together like we the guardian angels. Gun manufacturers got ran out of town. So the killers are running the boys' clubs now. Tamika and Felicia, Keisha and Rosita, settle their differences. Last
rock to the BK, you better. Come on, come on. From the Bronx to uptown, yes. Let's go, let's go. Yo, you young bucks don't know your history? Well, let me explain. Way before there was a swag, there was L.A. Kane. Slick Rick, positive K.S., Dane the Dane. Back then, Dougie called it fresh, I just changed the name. Now you can paint your own picture, but it's the same old frame. And if you can't respect that, at least respect the game. I hate when rappers make a song about struggle and pain. They go and spend $100,000 on a dumbass chain. And now you wonder why the hood don't treat you the same. They helped you weather through the storm, you left them stuck in the rain. That's why I got a lot of respect for MC Hammer. Not for his lyrics, but his spirit. Y'all dudes is banned. Cause the truth is, if you give love, you get love back. So when I tell you to spread love, do exactly that. Like my homie Big Sway at Shape 45. For letting the world know that hip-hop was still alive. So when you see him, please. And all you haters need to. And if you catch me up in Philly, dog. And all y'all haters need to. From PR to DR, yes. The jail screaming out. Four Rock is screaming out. Hip hop is screaming out. The fans screaming out. My team screaming out. New York is screaming out. Let's go. Yeah, Four Rock is in the building. Team Whiteout. Your boy Corporal Ass Kick. The world famous Billy Danzini. From Four Rock to Brownsville. Yo, Jason, what up, my G's? Victory Management. Yeah. Yo, Green, we killing him or what, baby? Whoa. We out.
All right, you guys, we are back in the house for more Manic Monday, and that was Corporal Kick-Ass with Spread Love with Billy Dave. And I think it was hot, 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 super hot. That's what we need, some of this.
Yeah, man, that took me back, man. You know what I'm saying, to that team music. You know what I'm saying. That's like, man, I was over here like, man, which one of the Wu-Tang dudes is that, man? You know what I'm saying. Like, that shit was like, man. You know what I'm saying. You know, I was a Wu-Tang head too. You know what I mean. It's like, man, that was that kind of like, that was that vibe right there, man. That's definitely New York. You know what I'm saying. What I mean, that's that New York that they was feeling all the way to California. You know what I'm saying? That was before the, you know what I'm saying, and after the East-West nonsense, man. You know what I'm saying? That blip on the hip-hop show, man. That, you know what I'm saying? They ended in the death of, like, two great ones or what have you. But, you know what I'm saying? It's like, man, that's that good music right there. I'm feeling that, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm getting a little more, you know what I'm saying, the giving, you know what I'm saying? A little, they're going to start thinking I'm soft over here, man, giving out too many compliments because I don't do it too often over here.
Coming from, because they all on the trap music now. They all on the You know, who got the gold on? You know, they all on that, but they forget about where the hip hop was born. New Yorkers did like the Garden of Eden hip hop, dog. You feel what I'm saying? And that's what I represent, man. I represent hip hop to the fullest, man. And I'll give you a question. I want to know, like, what inspires you to really stay on that level of flow and level of knowledge in that song? What gave you that inspiration for that, dog?
Yo, I'm so happy you asked me that. Let me explain something to you. This is a true story, man. Before my mother passed, my mother used to love hearing me. You know what I'm saying? She's from the back of the days ever, man. I've been rapping since I was 6. You understand? And she used to love hearing me rap, man. And it was crazy because I gave it up a little bit and I ran the streets, you know what I'm saying, got into a little trouble. And she passed away a few years ago, man, right by her, the day before she passed away when she went to a coma. I stood by her deathbed and I told her, I said, listen, you know what I mean? If you can hear me, I'm going to give up these streets, man, and do what you always wanted me to do. You know what I mean? So when I write, I always try to write and stay focused on my lane. That's always been my lane of just telling stories and dropping knowledge, you know what I mean? And not trying to be like everybody else, man.
Yeah, most definitely. And I admire you for that, dog, because I swear, man, I listen to other radio stations too. And you're about the only artist that I heard spit on some real shit. I ain't gonna lie. You know, it's hard for me to be a fan to an artist. You know what I'm saying? It really is. I love the ladies. You know, I love, you know what I'm saying? I'm be real. But when I hear music, man, I'm telling you, I'm a musical master. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like, you got a Facebook?
Yeah, no doubt, man. It's Nigel Cole at Big Rebels.
You said, can you spell it out for me? If I can get it.
No, matter of fact, you got a pen on you?
What'd you say, bro? Yeah, I got it right now. Pencil and everything.
All
right, I got it right now.
How about this, man? My cell phone number is 267-333-0213, man. We can holler every day. We don't need Facebook. We real people up here, man.
Yeah, you said 32 what?
267-333-0213.
333-0213.
Yes, sir. You know what I mean? That's my number every day, all day, man. You know what I'm saying? You can hit me up, man.
Brother,
we can talk about whatever.
Brother, say it one more time because, you know, I'm way out near D.C., man, so it's kind of, you know, the section is 2673, say it again,
267-333-0213.
All right, and your name is, what's your name again, bro? One more time?
Corporal Asskick. You know, you call me Corp. You know what I mean?
All right, Corporal Asskick. And I'm going to call you, man. I'm going to call you. See, I wanted your Facebook so I could send you. I want you to hear a song that I did. It's called The Final Call. I named it after Nation Islam newspaper, and I wanted you to hear that. You know, I wish Tweety B had still had it, but you know, my email, I don't have it because you know I've been away for a minute and they deleted all my email stuff, so I don't have my my tracks on my email. But I'm gonna call you, man. When's the best time to call you? Real talk.
Yo, you can call me as soon as we get off this show. You can hit my phone, man. I'm sitting right here in my lap, brother.
I'm gonna hit your phone. This is real talk. Oh, I'm gonna hit your phone, man. And you know, I commend you, man. Please keep doing what you're doing, man. Because we need a lot of artists like you, man, on this underground thing, man. Because you know,
yo,
the way the underground is, you can
that,
say
man.
Anything. And there's a lot of underground artists be saying anything. You know what I'm saying? But you, man, you can enlighten. You know what I'm saying? You can enlighten the music. See, people forget about where it come from. See, you can't be a hip hop artist if you don't know the history. You see what I'm saying? And see, niggas don't know about who hurt. You know, Frank Ski. You remember Frank Ski back in the day? They don't know about none of that, man. They forget
that,
about
yo,
all that.
You know something, man? It's sad that they don't know about that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it was crazy because if you remember, Nas said it, and people didn't realize they criticized Nas for saying it. The rappers in the game now criticize him because he told the truth. He said hip hop is dead, and they thought he was talking about just it. No, he's talking about the culture of hip-hop, man. If you hear what you're hearing now, this is not hip-hop, man. I don't know what this is. You know what I'm saying? Anytime a hip-hop artist wins a pop award, you know what I mean? It's crazy.
True that. True that, man. But I ain't going to take the whole show up, man, because I'm talking to that phone. But I'm definitely going to call you and keep doing your thing, man. You know, educate, man. Keep spitting, man. Keep spitting names. I'll let people know, you know, where it come from. Keep doing you, man. I love Up Top. I love New York, man. And I'm kind of like my style of hip hop is like I'm more a conscious rapper. I'm more like a Wu, like you said, the Wu-Tang. The whole Wu-Tang Corporation follow me on Twitter. So they know I'm a god. You know what I'm saying? I represent Planet 13X to the most. So, but I'm from D.C., so my style is a little different, but I still have that hip-hop swag. You feel me? So, people gonna call you, man, and kick it with you, follow you, man, and you always link out your music. I'll check you out, man, show you some love. That's what I do. I have Tweety B and shit tell you.
No doubt. That's what it is, man. That's why I gave you my number. I can give you all my information there. We can bust it up, man.
Got to, man, because I haven't never been in New York before, man, and I got a friend that live out there, female, and I might come out there and visit, and we can collab or something, because it's hard for me to find artists to go in the studio with me, because the way I flow, you know, they lose their swag with me, because once they hear me, they be like, you know, they won't be theyself, man, you know, so it's like, I'm trying to find artists to finish my music project, and matter of fact, I'm going in the studio on the 12th. Which is Wednesday.
That's
what it is, man. Yeah, I'm going to drop about three tracks real quick, about an hour. It ain't going to take me that long, and I'm going to send it out to Tweety B like I promised. And you know what I'm saying? So hopefully, man, you hear. My name is Dawood. A matter of fact, D-A-W-U-D, man. Dawood, that's my name. And
that's what it is. Yeah, you already know, man. Yeah, when you come through, make sure you hit me, man. I'll meet up with you. We built, man.
Okay, most definitely. I'm gonna let the show go. I'm gonna stay online because I don't want to brush you to death. But Tweety B, can I do some shout outs real quick?
Yeah. Go ahead and do what you do, Dawu.
All right, good luck, dog. I want to shout out Terrence. That's my man. I fuck with him hard. Tweety B, she's a beautiful artist. People need to really check her out. Shout out to Next Blow Radio. My native Queen T, love her to death, and Magashia, the Grind Hard Radio, my boss lady, and Grind Hard Radio, Big Bruh, and the Masturbators. And I like everyone. You know, if you hear Dawu and you're feeling me, please follow me on Twitter at DAWD7774. And you can also hear me on Facebook at DAWD7. And I just want to shout out to the underground and all the underground artists. Keep doing y'all thing. Hey, Wu.
Yeah, man. Joe, appreciate you calling in and supporting the show, man.
Hey, I wanted to tell you a joke real quick, dog. You got a distinctive voice, man. You probably sound good as shit on the mic. So, man, I think you got some music or something. What was happening?
No, man, I ain't on that no more. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, I'll be putting my artistic talents into something different, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, man, but like I said, man, we appreciate you calling in, man, all the time, man. Got Woo always coming in, supporting Manic Mondays.
Man. Most definitely, man. Salute.
We sure appreciate you.
Yeah, move on.
All right, you guys. All right. That was our one of our very good Manic Monday friends and also Grown Folks Business at Dawood7774. You can follow him over on Twitter and get to know him a little better. And we want you to get a chance to tell everybody how they can find you on Twitter and how they can find your music, websites, or anything shout out you want to do right now.
All right, you can find me on Twitter as at Corpstown, at CORPSTOWN. You can go to www.corporalasskick.com. That's my website. Got a lot of stuff up on there. You know what I mean? You can also contact CC Vance, man. Google her, man. Get at her. You know what I mean? Victory Management. Get at my man DJ White Owl. You know what I'm saying? Hit him up at DJ White Owl on Twitter, man. You know what I'm saying? Or at Courtney Brown. That's my sister. Or at Bill Dance. That's my brother. At Fallbot Mills, that's my brother. At Young Stack, that's my brother. I mean, yo, it's mad ways to get at me. Facebook is Nigel, N-I-G-E-L, Corporal Ass Kick, Beckles, B-E-C-K-L-E-S. And also the cell number is 267-333-0213, man. You know what I mean? I like to talk to the people personally, you know?
That's what's up. And that was Corporal.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Most definitely.
Shout out to my man Will Inc, man, out there, and my man Fife, you know what I'm saying, out there at ATL, man, my man Will, that's my dude right there, DJ White Owl, man, you know what I'm saying, DJ Wonder, Sway in the Morning, man, they be playing my music, man, shout out to them, you know what I'm saying, shout out to R.U.L, Raps United Nation Movement, man, you know what I'm saying, this is what we do, shout out to all my Philly people, you know what I'm saying, my brothers, my sisters, man, my whole Far Rock family, man. I know where you are, T.D. Francis. What up, my G's? I know you up there. You know what I mean? And we doing it right there. Shout out to my U.K. family. Wise Rap, that's my brother. Phoenix the Ice Fire, man. Yo, UK got flames, too, man. You got a lot of dudes out there that's sick with the mic, for those who don't know. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to everybody that's listening, man. And definitely shout out to y'all, man. Tweety and my man, Root. We up in this building. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. Well, you got the plug, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, hook them up, man. Send them on over.
No doubt, man.
You guys want to take some more calls, or you got to run, or what's the deal?
I'm good. You can do what you want, man. I'm chilling.
All right, we're going to talk
to a couple people in here, Hey Roo, and see what's popping. Last four digits, 9616. You're live on the air. Who do we have?
Yo, what's good? This is T.D. Francis, yo. What's good, Cook?
Hey, what's...
Yo, that's my... Well, I just told y'all about some of the hot artists at Far Rock, man. That's one of them, man. First of all, what I do, man, as an artist, you know, I don't hate, man. I let people know, like, this is what Spread Love is about, man. Really do your artist in his own interview, bigging up another artist. This dude on the phone right now is definitely a lyrical problem, too, man. You know what I mean?
Salute, my brother. That's what's up. I put folks on the spot, man. Let's see what you got. You spit something.
All right. The lack of respect that I got for this business, won't be surprised if I'm up on your shit list. And I don't hate it. I know how you hate it. The way that I say it, like I can't make a statement. Like I don't say shit. Like I don't go hard. You rappers are histamine, boas and pythons. Illest, the realest, watch the way that I kill it. I break it down, compound, the roughest, the toughest you can't fuck with. Chris Timms, Nike's with the check sign. Cypher or not, some spit the best lines. My vocals improve, I listen to the tone, cause I can break it down, pen or pad or the phone. I serve niggas any place at any time. You're garbage, I get rid of you after dinner time. School me in what way, my whole life been a grind. Things differ like Pepper Dean or Pepper Dime.
That's what I'm trying to tell y'all, man. No hesitation, man.
That's what's up, man.
And that's what Far Rock do, man. There's a million of them out there in the rock that get crazy. Believe me.
But that's what I'm saying. You know, I'm going to put you on the spot. You come over here saying you do this and you do this. Like you eating Pop Rocks or something. You know what I'm saying? You have to do what you do.
Now, I want you to tell everybody how they can find you and follow you on Twitter while we got you here on the air. And any shouts out you want to give, you can go ahead and do that, too.
Basically, I just want to shout out everybody in Far Rockaway and in Brooklyn, man, all my people in Maryland. Yo, you know what I'm saying? It's my brother, man. I knew that man since he was kids, yo. Salute,
yeah.
I'm proud of you, yo. I'm proud of you.
Good looking, bro. Real, man.
Oh, yeah, my Twitter. You find me at Twitter, at TD, TD underscore Francis, one real. You find me on there.
Yeah, for sure, man. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the boys, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. Make sure you keep listening to Manic Mondays and check us out on Live by Terrence, the Blog Talk Radio, and we're so glad that you called in to support tonight.
Thank y'all for having me.
Yeah.
Of course, salute you for having me, fam. You already know.
Yeah, you already know, man. Thank God for having you. That's what you think. You feel me?
All right. You already know, man.
Okay. Here, I'm going to take it right quick. And we're going to get up out of here to some more music. 460 is the last four of your digits. Who do we have?
Yo. Yo.
Hello?
Yo.
Yeah, you live.
Hey, this your boy, Decatur Red.
Hey, Decatur Red, what's happening?
What it do, babe? What's good?
We are glad that you are here. I'm telling y'all, these artists is on it tonight. Y'all better look out.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yo.
Yeah, we were just... closing out this interview here, and we're going to pull you in for yours in just a minute. Is there anything you want to say to our Corporal Asskick while I got you on the line?
Oh, no, I'm good. I'm waiting on the question.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. So hang on, Chase. I'm going to bring you back in a minute. All right,
yeah.
You guys. I just wanted to say to you, thank you so much for coming to hang out with us tonight on Manic Monday. We enjoyed you so much, and it was so educational for the viewers out there that are listening. And I'm glad to see that music is coming back, because that's what we need. I'm so tired of the bubblegum. I swear I'm tired of the bubblegum.
There's only so much bubblegum you can chew for your mouth start, you understand me?
Yes.
That shit like water in your ear, man. Once you get in there, you can't get it out. So,
yeah, I mean, for real, man.
That's what's up.
Oh my goodness.
That's
what I'm saying. Hey, keep us in mind, though, when you come out with something new, man. You know what I'm saying? Send it over here, man, and we'll spin it for you.
Yo, I appreciate that, man. For real, man. I really appreciate that, man. And also, I just wanted to shout out my man, Matlock GBM, man. Rest in peace to his mother. You know what I'm saying? That's my dude right there, man. We try to walk these dogs, man. Shout out to y'all, man, for having me on Manic Mondays, man. You already know you got 100 new listeners, and you definitely got a new fan. It's your man, yeah?
For sure, man. Tag in your team, man. You know what I'm saying? Somebody yo.
All right.
All right, you guys. We're going to get into some of this Blackout Feed the Flames, Hungry Hunger by Black Cancer. This is one of my favorite songs. So you guys hang on tight. We'll be back in just a minute with our next guest, Decatur Red. Hang on,
take.
Yeah. A breath of fresh air. Hungry for success. Hunger for a brighter day. Hungry for the money. Hunger for the right of way. Hungry at the bottom when you hunger for the top. Hungry is the mind, so hunger want the mind. Can't it take a dime from me? Ain't got much to lose. Unless he blow my common sense on my fucking shoes. Maybe then I'll feed the streets without my tongue to use. And people understand my story and my coming views. What sort of hustle to? Make plenty successful moves. Stop playing checkers and learn chess like catching booze. As these youngins do. Cause I refuse to be lying on curves. I ain't in the words about to fuck you sewers. Over moves I ain't make. Choosing a slate that ain't cake up. With dreams falling my favor for greater. Be paid up and I ain't talking checks in the air. Imagine paper elevating. Neglecting the stairs. Feast. Make you something to eat. Get it how you live legally or run in the streets. Feast. Cause ain't no praise in laying back. Don't feed your fam as a man you wet. Quit your hunger, nigga. No enjoyment when your body's starving. Time's tough like it got a hard head. Money bad cause it's out of pocket. But you plotting rising cause you gotta die rich, yeah. Ain't no losses on the road to win. You take a lane and you boss it like you bowling men. Treat pain like bowling pins. Long as you don't die hungry, you'll never be a flunky from going in. Eat, feast, so the hunger won't demise. Feast, gotta struggle to survive. Eat, feast. Not a sucker if you try, so remain hungry on the prowl. Can't eject and take a dime from me, ain't got much to lose. Unless he blow my common sense on my fucking shoes. Ain't Montana's and tough Tony's got points to prove. These nigglets, senseless, can't afford a clue. Our hunger's insane, we hunger for changes. If we part of Obama's running campaign, so what's with the strange facial expressions? Stop hating my blessings and dump your struggle in the office till it make you investments. Sure you caking in sentence. Hunger's rising like you waiting for dinner. Chances falling off, break from your middle. Chances bossing hard, ain't thinking diddle. We talking eating, feasting at greater potential. Sweet presidential and nymphos. Mercedes sheep, pencil with endo. And you tinted the windows. Never played to sleep with your utensils. You was hungry from the gate. Come the business to get food. No enjoyment when your body's starving. Time's tough like it got a hard hit. Money bad cause it's out of pocket. But you plotting rising cause you gotta die rich, yeah. Ain't no losses on the road to win. You take a lane and you boss it like you bowling men. Treat pain like bowling pins. Long as you don't die hungry, you'll never be a flunky from going in. Eat, feast, so the hunger won't demise. Eat, feast, gotta struggle to survive. Eat, feast, you not a sucker if you strive. So remain hungry on heartless if you choose not to dick ride, kiss ass, or marve over the authority. See, I was taught better than that. Shatter attack by any means necessary, but still maintain my dignity and never allow it to be secondary.
Manic Monday family, what's up, dog? It's your boy Verb with the Monday Sports Report. Man, the only thing really popping in the sports world right now is this NBA final that has everybody talking and golfing about it, man, because it's been one knockdown after another. First game, San Antonio put the pains on Miami and beat them pretty good at their own home. But it was a close game, and Tony Parker just hit a miraculous shot when it was up by two in like the last 30 seconds of the game. It pretty much put them ahead for the rest of the game. And that kind of was a big blow because it took home court advantage from Miami, which they worked all year for. You know, they had home court all the way through the playoffs. But that one win, they flipped everything around. But Miami came back strong last night. King James had a big game. He had one of the best blocks you ever want to see in the game of basketball against the center, Diego Splitter from San Antonio Spurs, right at the rim, man. It was a thing of beauty. You got to check it out on the highlights if you haven't seen it yet. But it was a good game, man. They blew them boys out pretty much, man. It wasn't a doubt who was gonna win that game, and he was close. It was a close game. I was like 3 minutes left in the third quarter, but Miami pulled it out. They needed a decisive win to get their confidence back. So you know, the next game is coming up tomorrow night. They're gonna play the next three games in San Antonio. So if San Antonio goes on the whole court, then they won't come back to Miami, and San Antonio will be the champs. But it's a wait and see thing. So. Y'all stay tuned on this NBA playoff because it's going down. And the only other thing I got a couple more things. Well, Serena Williams did win the French Open, which is she's number one in the world right now, man, and she's really killing it. And she's chasing a lot of the all-time greats in tennis as far as the women go, as far as, like, all-time Grand Slam victories. I think she has, like, four more to go before she gets Chris Everett, probably the best United States women's tennis player to ever live before her and Billie Jean King. And last but not least, you got the U.S. Open coming up. Tiger Woods trying to get another major upon his belt. Y'all stay tuned to the TV to see how that's going to turn out. But that's all I got for you today, man. It's your boy, Big Verb, Red Clay. You know what I'm saying? That's what I reckon. Live by Terrence Show, Tweet at B. You know how we do. Y'all be easy, man. We'll holler next week.
All right. Listen up. This young nine from Team Rock with me. Forget about Twitter for a minute. I got a new tweet for you. And I'm talking about Tweety B, Manic Mondays from 8 to 10. Tune in. Pam, swag.
All right, you guys, we are back for more Manic Monday, and that was Big Verb with the sports. And as every Monday, he has brought us the news of what's going on in sports. So what do you think about the game, Haru?
Oh, man, I mean, you know what I'm saying. It's like the chances of, you know, San Antonio winning twice, man, in Miami, man, was, you know what I'm saying, slim and none like that anyway. You know what I'm saying? But they got to go to San Antonio now, man, you know what I'm saying? Just let everybody show up. We're going to see what we're going to see, you know what I'm saying? I ain't got the dog in the fight, but it's a real exciting game, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we see what we'll see, man, you know what I'm saying? Shit, I'm going to be there, though.
Yeah.
Know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'd be there with bells on and a beer in my hand. All right,
yeah,
you guys,
we're
gonna move right along. What you gonna have?
I said, shit, I ain't gonna have shit but some eyes. I'm gonna be in there like nose hairs, though. You know what I'm saying?
You gonna be in there with a bathrobe and some tube socks.
And a shower cap.
All right, you guys, we're going to move right along to our next interview with Decatur Red, and we have him live on the air with Tweety B and the God Haru. How you doing tonight?
Hey, what it do, baby? What's good?
Oh, I'm happy. Yeah. I'm excited that you're here.
That's right. I'm the same here. You know what I mean? Yeah.
That's what's up, man. Go ahead. You know.
Well, you know what I'm going to say, what I always say to
all of the guests. For the Manic Monday viewers who don't know who Decatur Red is, just tell us who you are and where you're from.
Oh, it's all good, man. Like, East Atlanta, man. You know what I mean? Glenwood Road, 107 Uptown, man. That's Decatur, Georgia, man. Yeah.
Yeah, the other night we went to E-Dub live concert, and Kilo was there, and Yin Yang Twins, and a whole lot of other people were there. Slim Dynamite, everybody was there. We had a good time.
Okay, some of the ladies.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, I saw the pictures, man.
Where you say y'all was at? Where y'all was at now?
Oh, goodness. What was the name of that bar? It was something like Old Smith Bar or Old some type of bar like that. I can't remember. It was Old something.
I don't know about that. Yeah, that might be outside my league right now.
Yeah, it was down south.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, I'm glad you got a chance to come over and hang out with us and let our audience get a little bit of feel of you and your music. Now, I was reading your bio earlier, and I'm just going to tell you, I was reading it, and when I got to the end of it, I was like, man, this is it. Like, I felt like I was reading a story. It was like, are you going to click on a book?
You know what? We trying to line that up, you know what I mean? Like, we trying to put some things in order first, though, but you know that's in consideration, though.
Yeah. I was really enjoying the bio. I really was. And one thing I did want you to share with everybody, because I thought it was such a cute story, you got into, like, listening to music, the rap music and things at an early age, but I just wanted you to kind of share the story of how you got to listen to the music, because it was, like, absolutely forbidden.
that was real talk. Like, see, my mom and my dad, you know what I'm saying, they were raised by church-going parents, you know, on my dad's side and my mom's side. So, you know, that was, you know, the real deal in my home. You know, they was always preaching and teaching, you know, church and the Bible and so forth. So, you know, in my house, you know, she wasn't trying to hear no rap music, period. You know what I'm saying? But see, it like my older brother, he was like an outlaw. You know what I'm saying? Like, real talk, you know, so. All my dose of the music that I got was from him, you know what I'm saying? Like, he'll slick creep me outside of song, or he might steal my mama's car, or when she leave, he might turn the station from the church station and put it on V103, you know what I'm saying? Especially, like, on Friday. See, like, on Friday in Atlanta, on V103, they used to have what we called a Fred Party, you know what I'm saying, on Friday. So every Friday at 8 o'clock, they play them, but, like, hip-hop and stuff. So you know, my mama deal back. You know, my brother said, turn that thing up, you know what I'm saying? And shit, I was right there in front of the speaker listening to it, you know what I mean? But I couldn't let her know we were listening to it. So, you know what I mean? But that's how I actually got it, though.
But you,
yeah.
Were you, like, seeking to write music? Like, were you interested in writing it then, or just, like, taking it all in, like, something you were missing before?
I put it to you like this, like, before, like, when I got interested in it. Like, my brother used to be rapping all the time. Like, he knew all the raps to all the songs, and he used to be, like, really, like, slick rapping, so he kind of got me. I used to mimic my older brother. I used to want to be like him. You know, he was my idol. You know, my dad was never there, so I looked up to my older brother, so everything he was doing, I was trying to do. You know what I mean? Like, but as far as, like, music, you know, it was always in us because my mama used to sing, and my dad, you know, he was a big-time, like, keyboard player. He played for all of the old-school bands and stuff like SOS Band, The Tams, The Temptations, and all that. So, you know, it was in the blood. So, you know, it was going to come out one way or another, whether I'd have been singing in the church or rapping behind the mic. You know what I'm saying? It was going to come out.
That's awesome. Like, I just, you know, even when I was reading the bio, like, I could imagine, and I know the music is going to be great when we play it, but just the feel and the flow of the bio itself, I could actually feel that, you know, put myself there. And it was just a pleasure to read. I mean, it was like one of the most interesting bios I've gotten in a very long time. So I wanted to salute you on that. Yeah.
And I wanted you to tell everybody kind of like what are you working on? What are some of the projects that you've done in the past, and what are some new things that you're working on?
Okay, well, you know what I mean? Like, right, like I stay working, like, period. Like, I got my own studio. And my spot is, like, my studio in the spot where I stay is. So I work every day. If I'm not recording or writing, then I'm producing music, you know what I mean? So, but before, like, what I got going on right now, like, I got a mixtape, like, which is a big deal down here in the Lumber that's about to drop on the 4th of July called Delta of the Faith. You know what I mean? Which is, it got a lot of super producers on there from Shawty Red to Mo Diggity Beats. Like, it's like a mixtape like crazy, you know what I'm saying? But like, see, my thing is this, like, we're going to be dropping mixtapes, like, every 2-3 months we'll be dropping them, because we're trying to drop at least, like, 5 mixtapes before the year is over with. And I got all my mixtapes, like, telling a story, man. You know what I mean? So every time they drop it, like, I'm actually dropping a book. You know what I mean? But, like, that's what I got going on for music. Like, I'm all into music. Like, entertainment-wise, like, I'm all into music. I got artists that I'm producing, my own artists I'm producing. I got, like, 4 artists that I'm working on. That's under Grand Boss is ENT, but RMR is the label, but they are under that, all of that. But I'm producing all the artists and stuff, so I'm, like, working, like, very hard, though.
Hey, so, like, do you find it hard to, like, balance the two? Like, making sure your artists get, like, the attention that they needed, as well as working on your craft at the same time?
Well, no, like, I'm going to be real with you. Like, that's the big problem right now, because right now I'm, like, the center of attention on my label. So it's like I had to kind of make sure that that's the priority, and that's the focus point. So it's kind of difficult. It's a problem right now, because a lot of the cats under the label, like, they real, real young and shit. So, like, they want to stay working with it. You know what I mean? And to get them in the studio every day, that's the hard part. And then, not even that, man. Like, they ain't, you know, the difficult thing, anybody can tell you that, if you got cats with you and they ain't really focused or organized, then there goes another point, another problem. You know what I mean? Because every time I'll be trying to get them in the studio, and I can't get them in the studio. You know what I'm saying? So, but as far as me, like, I'm balanced. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because this is what I do and this is what I want to do. You know what I mean? So, like I told you, I work every day. Like, it's nothing like, like I told, like, my last interview yesterday, I was telling the same person, I got, like, 100 records in my computer that we're not putting out. Like, we only put out, like, 16 to 18 songs on every mixtape you drop. So, yeah, I got 100 records in my computer waiting to drop. And that shows you that I stay, how often I stay working.
Now, the head of your table, and knowing how you have to work at your craft and how much hard work you have to put in it, and how, you know, like as you were saying a while ago, you got to be ready, you got to be willing. When they want you to do it. So, like, what advice or what type of heart would you want to have with any independent artist that is speaking this type of thing for a living?
Well, like this, man. First and foremost, man, if you ain't, you ain't organized, man, then it's losing about it anyway. You got to organize yourself first. Two, you know, it's a personal thing. First, you got to believe in it. You got to visualize it. Like, you got to see it happening for you, man. You got to see that first. If you can see yourself doing it, then, you know, I motivate and support you, like, regardless of what it might look like at the beginning point, though, because I always tell everybody I might not start out great, but I always end up in a great place. So that means to say that, you know, when I start out, you know, you got to understand that it's always, you know, your fan base ain't going to be big, your crowd ain't going to be big, the record that you're testing might not work. You know, the same cats that running with you, they're going to start falling off as the distance gets long in the road. You got to be ready for all of that shit right though. Like, if you're not ready for all of that, then you're going to lose anyway. And then I don't want to encourage nobody to get into this and you don't have that stamina. For one, because you're going to waste your time and you're going to waste a lot of money fucking with this shit. And it's like, that's why I say you got to know that this is something you want to do. And then you got to be ready for all the bumps in the road, though. Like, you got to be ready for that. Like, I came out of the gate knowing that, well, I'm going to be a gang of haters, like, yeah, well, first. Like, they're going to be, they dealt. You know, they ready and waiting, goddamn, to hate on you. So
It's like you get past that, and you got to see the people that rocking with you, man. And you do the music for the people that rocking with you, man. Like, and then I got a dude that's on my squad, which is my CEO or the label, Richie Matt, man. He my biggest support system. He my strong arm. But the thing about it, he sacrificed it all just like I do. You got your support team got to do the same. You know what I'm saying? You got to have that. Like, you can't have a team of haters. Everybody trying to get the spotlight. You know what I'm saying? And don't nobody want to see you win or support what you got going on. You're going to lose, man. Like, you got to look at all of that. And if you ready to deal with that, then this game is for you. But if you ain't ready for that, well, you need to leave and drop that mic alone and do something else, man.
I agree with that so much, because this business is tricky. It is really tricky, and you got to really be on your P's and Q's. And I would honestly say, like, if you're not willing to dedicate 100% of your time to making sure that everybody, not just yourself, but the people that's working for you, you know, people that's getting you interviews, people that you got to stay on top of all this business stuff too. You know, even though you may have people to do that, you still got to be on top of things yourself, because you find a lot of artists on, like, tax money and on record companies and on everything just from, you know, slacking and not paying attention to things. So
you got a lot of artists that's not ready for those headaches. Like, and then you got to think a lot of, ain't nobody teaching them all of that. Like, I got cats with me, man, that I'm working with. Sometimes I don't like stupid niggas around me, so I be trying to educate these cats on everything. But when I listen to what they know, I come to find out they don't know nothing. You know what I'm saying? Nothing about no rights, no publishing, no nothing.
Right.
What to do is
doing
the studio. Yeah, they just thought it was about just getting in the studio and just, you know, getting some hot beats and rapping. And shit, they was rappers. You know what I'm saying? So,
right, and that's how a lot of artists get got over on, too, just for that simple fact. That's why I try to tell everybody, learn the business, too. You got to learn the business before you just jump out there in that water like that.
Real talk, though. Like, they got them sharks out there to eat you up, bro.
Yeah, and I'm gonna be the hard ass like always, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta know when, you know what I'm saying, cats on your team, they can be on your team, they just can't be, you know, on your team in the position they want to play. You know what I'm saying? Remember when you was kids,
right? See,
man,
that's the thing. See, niggas don't understand the team. You gotta play as a team, though, cuz. Like, they don't understand that. Like, that's what the team shit really is. It's like, okay, look, we gonna win. We trying to win. You understand what I'm saying? Straight up. If you just the go-to guy right now, then we understand that. But we're going to bag you. Somebody got to make rebounds. Somebody got to pass, make assists. Everybody got to play their part, man. You know what I'm saying? Then you got to have a coach. You got to have a chief. You know, nigga on the outside looking to tell you what play to make. If that ain't what's happening, bro, like, everybody want the ball, bro. Everybody want to make the shot. Why y'all going to lose, cuz?
Yeah, for real. You got to be willing, and you got to be willing to cut people, man, because you know what I'm saying. My nephew got his own little label, man, and he's going through some similar things, man. When it comes to that studio time, that's valuable. And it's like it's hard to make people understand this. This hour that I scheduled for you and you didn't show up, I could have made $200-$300, man, letting somebody else come get up in here,
and,
you know, do their little thing, man, for that $200-$300. So that's money. And then when you start docking them, start telling them you're going to have to pay that back and all of that, they start looking at it like, you know, you hating, you just don't want me to shine. And it ain't been a label out there, man, that ain't pushed one artist at any one given time. You know what I'm saying? Motown.
Right, yeah.
At each month or two, they was pushing one artist the hardest. You know what I'm saying? And that's
right,
it's coming from. I mean, you the push right now. Everybody got
to
get
man,
behind
look,
that.
Man, look, I was signed to a label, bro. Just to kind of inform you on a little bit of my history with the music, like, I was signed with Akon when I first jumped in the water, bro. And that business went sour real fast, though, but I understood later why. Like, at first I couldn't understand, you know what I mean? Because, shit, y'all signed me, then why the fuck y'all ain't working the records? But, you know, they talk all that with T-Pain and Akon and shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, they had to put focus on that, you know, they keep their money. You know what I mean? Everything y'all had to fall behind and wait on their opportunity. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Some niggas don't understand that you wait on your opportunity and wait on your chance. You push your family. If that's your family, all y'all eat together, man. You know what I'm saying? That's your family.
Exactly.
Stand behind your family.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? But niggas ain't thinking like that, bro.
Yeah, the nigga that's winning, that's the nigga paying for your studio time. That's the nigga paying for, you know what I'm saying, for your production, man. That's the nigga paying for everything right now. Everybody eating off of him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you got to think about this, homie. Like, coaches, a lot of these coaches don't know how to coach you. The thing about it, you got to inform, you got to educate a lot of these artists too, man, before you even start trying to play that game with them. You can't start to play the game with them and then educate them. You should educate them first. Let them know, look, this is what we're going to do. This how it's going to go. It's going to take y'all to be like this, act like this, and goddamn fall back for a minute and let me goddamn do what I got to do. But they ain't doing it. They giving me y'all checks.
Yeah.
They signing them, telling them what to do. And boy, they ain't trying to hear that, boy, because they ain't signed up for it.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, it's
one thing about, you know, being a team, too, sometimes you just got to take the charge. When you take the charge, you just got to charge it to the game. Even though in the back of your mind you know you could have killed that beat, that wasn't your beat. Your beat coming, though. You know what I'm saying? But
Yeah.
You can't never out your mouth say to nobody that I could have did that harder. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's your nigga right there. You got to be like, my nigga
right
killed
that.
That's
most of it. Yeah, that's on me right now. I don't know how to deal with it.
Even if in your mind you're thinking, I could have did better than that. You know what I'm saying? It's like you keep that to yourself. You know what I'm saying?
You keep that to yourself, man, and you move. It's your face and your team, your family on that song, bro. That's how I look at it. I see if it was an outside nigga running the record, then you ain't got to show him no respect or no support. But it's your family, man. You salute. You right flag with him.
That's what's
happening. I agree. Okay, we got a caller on the line, you guys. I'm going to pull him in here. Last four digits, 3445. You're live on the air with Tweety B, the God Heyru, and Decatur Red. Who do we have?
What's poppin', man? Decatur Red, what's happening, my nigga?
Hey, what it do? What's happening?
It's your boy, Lil Strap, my nigga from Eastside Glenwood. What's happening, buddy? Lil Strap.
Oh, what up, Strap? What it do, boy?
What's happening? You know I had to call in and show love to you, boy. You know
that,
we got
bro.
Down.
We,
you know we in that. We all from the Eastside Zone 6, East Atlanta, Glenwood 107, boy.
Yeah, what it do, boy? I ain't heard from you in a minute either, Strap. What it do, cuz?
I know, goddamn, you know what I'm saying? I had to, you know, goddamn, go get the Cal County, goddamn, some time or whatever. The motherfucker had a warrant on me, so I went and gave them some time. Now I'm back out here, you know what I'm saying? Shit, you know, I'm back out here on the streets. I'm finna, goddamn, put out the little mixtape, goddamn, September 30th. But right now, you know, I just, goddamn, I had to call and show you love and support, because, you know what I'm saying? I've been showing you love and support since, like last year, you know what I'm saying? With the whole, goddamn, little DVD
no
you did or whatever, I came through, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I remember, homie, yeah. I appreciate that, too.
Yeah, goddamn, I mean, you know, I just feel like, but for everybody being from the east side or whatever, it need to be more unity than, you know what I'm saying, niggas being against each other, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I came
right
out of
now,
nowhere. I ain't know you from A to Z, but... You know what I'm saying? You put it on Facebook and Twitter to everybody to come through and show you love, and I came, and you welcomed me with open arms. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never had a nigga dead be like that. That one I knew right then, you know what I'm saying? You was a real nigga. You was solid. You know what I'm saying? Because don't no other nigga let another nigga in their crew come through and, you know what I'm saying, show love like that unless you know him. But you know what I'm saying? You welcomed me with open arms and was like, come through. You know what I'm saying? And we just hit it all right though.
Appreciate that, Strap. Real talk, girl.
Yeah.
Okay,
I just called in to show you love.
Okay. Appreciate the love, bro. Much love and respect, homie.
No problem, my nigga. Keep doing your thing.
All right. We have a caller calling in and checking in. And I want to get into this song, too, Decatur Red. Tell me about this turn up. Tell me about how you came up with the concept of it and everything.
Okay, that's what it do, man. Turn up, like, it's produced by my nigga Mo Diggity, man. He another dude from my neighborhood, man, reached out to me, which is crazy. Let me give you a little history on that so you know. So it's like, okay, when I got with the guy in this independent deal on me and now with Armar, when we started making records and stuff, after No Pain, No Glory, the mixtape dropped, we knew then, okay, we need to get beats, man. That's what it's about. We need to get some hard beats. And I didn't have nobody to really reach out to. Everybody wanted to get checks from us, like, you know what I'm saying? And we was like, okay, we're going to cut some checks. it need to be with some top dudes, you know what I'm saying? Like my nigga Shawty Red, you know what I'm saying? Nigga Mike Will, whoever the hot niggas was. And it was hard to reach out to them dudes. Shawty Red had got at me at the club, though, so we ended up doing the song together or whatnot. But it just so happened, like, one day I was sitting on my computer, messing around on the computer, and this dude messaged me on the computer, said he do beats and he's from the same neighborhood. And I was like, and I don't like to go, like, listening to a nigga beat with all them cheesy beats and shit. So something just made me do it, though. I was like, let me check you out, bro, and then we'll go from there. So I went to, he got a website, so I went to the website, and I listened to the beats. I'm like, damn, this nigga got 50 beats on the website, and all of them sound like bangles. So I was like, I called the dude. I was like, look, bro, I said, I like the tracks or whatever, in the official or whatever, but if I'm a fuck with something, you send me something. It can't be on the internet. It got to be something that you make for me that's exclusive for me. So he was like, I got you, bro. Give me like 3 hours. So about 3 hours later, he emailed me 3 beats, and that turn up beat was one of the beats. So I was like, God damn, this nigga fine for real. So I'm playing the beat, messing around with the beat, and I'm trying to find a hook to put on it. So I just kept saying, turn up in my head, turn up, and I'm gone. Turn up, and I'm gone. So I laid the hook, and that's what I usually do when I record. Like, I'll play a beat and lay the hook, and then I'll write the verses around the hook. So I did the record, and I liked the record and played it for my CEO. He was like, oh, yeah, that's a go, man. Let's take it down to Patchwork. Patchwork, which is one of the biggest recording studios in Atlanta. And that's where everybody go to get their stuff mixed and now. So we took it down up, took it to the cleaner, and here we are.
That's what's up. I can't wait to hear it. We're going to play it right now, you guys. Decatur Red, turn up. We'll be back for more Manic Monday in just a minute.
I'm like, I got haters. I got me some haters. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, I got haters. I got me some haters. You win or you won't. For me, you don't. You hate to see me get on. But don't kill me, make me strong. Yeah.
gone. Turn up, then I'm gone. I wake up, roll up, turn up, then I'm gone. Call the wait, man, we up, turn up, then I'm gone. Pot, stove, turn up, then I'm gone. Chains on my phone, call it, turn up, then I'm gone.
Guys, we are back in the house with Hater Red and the God Haru, and we turning up. I don't know what y'all doing, but we is turning up around here.
Yeah, true.
So, I guess my next question that I would want to ask is, with everything that you're doing, what would you like to see? Where would you like to be, I guess, to say, in the next 3 years or so? Where would you like to see your company as well as your craft as an artist?
Oh, man. Really, it's like, I think I'm great. Like, I really do. Like, I think I'm amazing with this rap shit, like, for real. But, it takes the listeners to tell me, like, you know what I mean? So they got to listen to my music first. Like, if you were to just take one of my body of work, not just a record, you take a body of my work and see what I did and really, really listen to my music, like, you'll be like, oh, this nigga is for real, for real. He ain't just a whole bunch of talk or whatever. You know what I mean? So I think it's like this, man, because we got so many artists down here in Atlanta. Like, everybody rapping, man. I'm talking about real shit. Like, everybody out here on rapping and shit. So, you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, say, difficult, man. But it's like, you got to really stand out down here. You know what I mean? And that's what we trying to do. Like, we really trying to stand out. And everything we doing independently. Like, we spend our own money on everything. You know what I mean? And we start from the scratch. Like, we don't ask for no favor, no handout, no nothing. Like, straight up and down. And we more about every club. And do what we got to do on our own. Like, that Turn Up record right now, it's starting to bubble down here in Atlanta, and that's because of the work that we put into it, like, real shit, you know what I'm saying? And I think if we really, really break, I think I'm going to be one of the best artists, period. Not just no ATL artists or no downside artists. You see, my music, like, I do this. Like, I really do this. Like, I do different types of music, too, man. Like, it ain't just about rapping. I do everything. Like, whatever I hear on the beat, I fuck with it just like that. You know what I mean? And I think that's what's going to be great for the game, that I'm an artist that's versatile and I can move around flexible. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just a matter of breaking. But I see myself, to answer your question, though, like, in the next couple of years, so, because we stay working. Like, we ain't going to stop working no matter what. You know, we ain't going to stop working, period. So, I feel like this. If with the work ethic that we have and the energy we have and the support team that we have right now, that I see myself, like, really doing something big, man, like, real talk. And I feel like I'm a praying dude, too. You know, even though I'm in the streets and whatnot, I pray real hard every day. Like, I stay praying, and I feel like God answers prayers, like, real talk, especially when they sincere prayers. And not only with the prayers, I work. So you got prayers and work. And if I'm not successful in that, then I don't even know what the ingredients are for success, man.
Yeah, that's the ingredients right there, man. You know what I'm saying? But you got to add that taking chances. You know what I'm saying? You find your own lane and you move in your own lane, because there's a lot of cats down there. You know what I'm saying? I just said that a little while ago. Everybody trying to sound like, you know, Future, or trying to sound like, you know what I'm saying, Cash Down. You know, everybody trying to find that one bubblegum song that everybody going to jump
right,
on,
yeah,
and get the hook or what have you. You know what I'm saying? And I don't knock them cats, man, because I look at it like success, however you get it. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I high five right now Kim Kardashian for busting through the game with her sex tape.
Uh-huh.
So however you get on, that's how you get on. You dig what I'm
well,
saying?
You know what, man, we so focused on what RMR got going on, the GDE, bro, that we ain't even worried about what nobody else doing.
That's what dudes doing, they caught up in.
Like, I'm a fan of music. Like, don't get it twisted. I'm a fan of hip-hop, and I listen to everybody. Like, I have to kind of see what's relevant and see what not to do. That's me anyway. Like, a lot of music I listen to and see what the fuck not do. But then a lot of it I see, like, because you got to think that the ears being trained, bro. Like, let's just be 100 about it. Like, and they being trained by monsters, man, like people with money, real money. You know what I mean? And they train the ears to a certain sound, dog. And the thing about it is, you just got to find a way to fit in somehow without losing yourself, bro. You know what I mean? And that's me. Like,
I sit around, like, I get some crazy beats from niggas, like some of the dumb beats, the same type of beats that you might hear some of these niggas on, like, you know, you say Future. You know, that's my nigga, though. That's my homeboy. I salute home, though. But all the niggas, like, that talk not nigga down here in Atlanta, but I put that Decatur Red shit on top of those same beats. But so I'm staying relevant, but I'm giving them the difference. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah,
you just got to be smart.
I got to salute you, man, for being honest, you know what I'm saying? Because the average nigga would have, you know what I'm saying, hit some like, well, you know, I don't sound, I ain't trying to do what nobody else does, man.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, man, you know, it's a dough way. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, you know what, though? You got, it's influenced, dog. Like, you're not a real music fan, bro, if you're not influenced by the music. Current or old school shit. Like, you ain't influenced by it, then how you can say you're a real fan of the music? Like, you got the type of nigga that tries so hard to be different. That they, shit, you sound weird. Nigga, you so different, you sound weird. And, like, the people is, like I told you, they trained to a certain sound, so they ain't really ready for that, you know, something that is too weird. So you got to familiarize yourself. You, like, you got to say, okay, well, I'm who I am at the same time, but y'all can relate to this, too. Like, you got to be able to say that to the people, because music is a language, bro, and you got to talk to people in the language that they understand, dog. You know what I mean?
That's true, man.
Found ourselves, bro. Like, we finally got our lane in Atlanta, bro. Like, in the clubs down here, bro, like it used to be we'll go into a club and all you hear is music from everywhere else. But see, now it ain't like that. So I'm grateful for that and appreciative for that. So it's like when we be out in the
club
and we hear people jamming to this music or whatever, we trying to get into that lane. Like, we ain't trying to, like, the thing about it, bro, you got to be able to get in that lane, nigga. You can't get no fast lane, no slow-ass car. You got to be able to get into that lane and be able to ride that fucking lane, man, and people be able to respect and accept you all at the same time. Like, you could, now, say, for instance, I bring some music. Okay, I'm just throwing some shit out, though. You know what I mean? Just say, for instance, now, we rocking with that Atlanta sound, and then you coming up with some shit, like, from somewhere else, goddamn it, that sound like, oh, boy, this ain't no Atlanta shit. We don't want either shit. The people in the club ain't finna vibe, bro. Just something plain, like, they ain't finna vibe to it, cause they ain't, you know, they ain't used to that. They want to hear some of that A-Town shit or that South shit that feel good in the club where they used to hear it, man. So it's like, I'm in Atlanta, bro. So I got to play the game according to how my people play the game. You see what I'm saying? Like, what they want to hear, cause a lot of times we'll do a lot of rapping in the studios and making these records, and they don't be for the people, bro. They be for us. We be rapping for us and what we want to hear. But the people, like, man, you got to rap for the people. You make music for the people, man. You know, that's just how I see it, bro.
Okay, man. Hey, that's 100% correct, man. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like everybody got their vision. Everybody got their perspective. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and that's 100% how you see it, man. I respect that to the fullest. And that's your push, man. And I wish you nothing but success, man. You know what I'm saying? I want
appreciate
everybody to you know what I'm saying? That's what the internet radio stations is doing, man. They're giving everybody the opportunity. You know what I'm saying? They're giving Lil Joe in his garage, you know what I'm saying, with his old school computer. You know what I'm saying? And,
they're giving him opportunities, man. You know what? Right now, man, it's about drive, too, man. Like, if a nigga got a whole lot of drive inside, man, like music, like, to me, like, I don't know how it is, now, like, but. You know, when I was a young nigga, when we listened to music and shit, like, you could hear the realness in a nigga voice and shit. And that used to mean something to us. Especially like Park, nigga. I don't know about new niggas, but I still, like, idolize that nigga, bro. Because when I was doing time and shit in prison and shit, and I did time, and he was a nigga, like, kind of slick, helped me through that shit, like, listening to his music and shit. But I used to hear so much realness in his man's voice and shit. And the thing about, like, these days, like, ain't too much drive going on, girl. Like, you don't hear all this noise, man. Like, and I'm trying to bring that back. Like, I'm trying to get on the beats that they asking for. Cause shit, a lot of these rappers getting off on beats, nigga. Ain't even about the rap. It's about beats. So I'm like, okay, I tell you what, I'm gonna get me some of these nice ass beats like these, nigga, and I'm gonna put some real shit on top of them. You know what I mean?
That was me, right, though. That's
you're helping me. Yeah. You're doing it for me, goddamn. I don't know what they're doing for the net, man, but I'm good, bro. Like, we good down here, bro. We're a small label, but like, we ain't complaining about that.
No, I'm saying that's what's good, though. I mean, I talk about that all the time on the show, man. I niggas be rapping and saying some shit that, you know what I'm saying, I don't believe you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't believe
now, that
you.
That shit
know
ain't
I'm...
real, girl. Straight up.
Yeah, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. Niggas feeling that from
here.
That's what's up. Now, I want you to tell everybody how they can follow you on Twitter and how they can get a hold to some of your music.
Okay, that's what it do, man. Like live mixtapes is the spot, man. Like, that's a traffic site right now for, like, everybody going that spot. So, you know, we playing that game. So you can go to live mixtapes, and you'll find that I got mixtapes already on there, bitch. And I got another mixtape about to drop, Delta the Fate, hosted by DJ Nell, which is to be released July 4th, 4th of July. It'll be dropping on live mixtapes, you know what I'm saying? So we're doing that. Y'all can get it, get the music like that. As far as, like, getting in touch with me or whatever, like, I'm on all the social sites, all the social networks, from Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all that. I'm on all that. You know what I'm saying? And everything is at the Cater Red, so I ain't hard to find.
Okay, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
I'm looking for you. Left me with the mixtape. I was like, where I find you at over there? Yo, that's what's up, man. That's what's up.
Yep.
Decatur Red, like Decatur, like in Georgia?
Yeah, Decatur, Georgia, man. East Atlanta, man.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm saying Decatur, that's how you spell it.
Yeah, just like it. Yeah, Decatur.
All
yep.
right, that's
it.
For sure.
All right, well, I just want to say thank you so much for coming by here to hang out with me and the God Hey Rule on Manic Monday tonight. I really enjoyed the interview, and I hope this won't be the last
y'all
time.
Too, man.
That's
and being on
right.
time. Salute.
Right. Absolutely. Everybody was on time. I really appreciate you guys too. And we're gonna
it's
play a little bit of this Slim Dynamite. Bitch, you better have my money, and we'll be back with our little final thoughts for this Manic Monday. You guys hang on tight.
Trick is in her pocket, two bitches on the track. Three times I told you better, hold your ass if it's slap. $5 million in my rainbow, six that wanna come back. 7 days I'm a pimp, so let me tell you that.
Go. but all of my cash. Cause if you don't, I'ma put my foot in your ass. Shut your ass up, hoes down, about a bitch, keep around. Come on, yeah, stay in my car. Tank it rain, that's Prince's cut. Alligator, that's all I eat. Even keep a pair on my feet. Got another dead animal across my back. A chinchilla for the winner, how you love that?
Alright, you guys, we are back to give our final thoughts for this Manic Monday. And you know what really irks me about that song when I listen back to it? Like, it was a part of that song where I was really flat. And I'm so mad that my producer didn't say nothing. I gotta fix that. It's like every time I hear it, it irks me. It's just one little part, it was really, really flat, and it bothers me every time I hear it.
But you were perfectionist, yeah. So, you know, I mean, it's the
no, it was really flat. That was my tribute to my girl, Erykah Badu, and I hope to meet her one day. Maybe she's listening and call up to the show and let us know that she's keeping in on me. I really want to meet her.
I think I got an address, man. It's I gotta check scroll through my Rolodex.
Oh, you got an address? You connected.
Oh yeah, man.
Hey, shout out to Lil Moot and Rich Homie Quan too. Yeah, on that.
Yeah.
I like it. Okay, well, give us somebody to kick us off, because you know they're going to kick me off in a minute. So go ahead and say something, whatever you want to say.
No, you good, man. You got like about 8 minutes, man. No. I'm just saying, man. You know what I'm saying? As always, man, I'm going to shout out to Network Nation, man. You know what I'm saying? If you got it, I know somebody got it. I know somebody need it. You know what I'm saying? You know, get together, man. You know what I'm saying? That has become my new catchphrase. You know what I'm saying? Man, get the bread. Get the beef, man. Make a sandwich, man. We all can eat. You know what I'm saying? So it's my pretty much my final thought, man. You know what I'm saying? And everybody say a prayer, man, for Nelson Mandela, man. You know what I'm saying? Old brother, man. You know what I'm saying? Kind of sick right now, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody do that, too. I want to give my shout out to everybody that came on the show tonight, Decatur Red. We had a good time with Decatur Red tonight. I enjoyed his interview. And, like, the guests was just on it tonight. They was, like, ready for what we had. You know what I'm saying? And I really appreciate it. And they were on time. They wasn't late. You know what I'm saying? It was like, you know, Corporate Ass Kick was over here kicking ass, too. So it is what it is.
They both was on some real nigga shit today, man. You know what I'm saying? So.
Yeah, this Magic Monday was great, and I want to salute everybody that had anything to do with it, PR people and everything. You did a beautiful job tonight with the guests, because they was, you know, even from the bios on back, it was just pleasing, the whole thing. So salute and shouts out to having business in order. So, I'm excited about it. Okay, now my shout out to the Hype Magazine, Live by Terrence, Ruby T, DJ Ice Mike, Uncle Lester. I don't know.
I
hope he's alive.
Yeah, shit, man. Ain't no telling, man. But they have a shootout at the studio.
So, okay, you guys, we're going to get out of the door here and get ready to close this Manic Monday. We really appreciate everybody for listening. As always, we love you over here. And just stay positive and do the right thing. You know, treat people how you want to be treated. And I think we can make it and everything will be cool. So I'm going to get out of the door here on, let's see, what should we play on the way up out of here?
I said, I don't know. Play what you want to play, man.
Okay, well, I'm going to play this spray because I like this spray, and we're going to all the way out the door. So we'll see y'all Friday. Grown Folks Business, 10 o'clock to 12 noon. We're going to talk about all kind of topics all over the board, so make sure you be on for that.
Don't forget to keep an eye on your mail, man. You know what I'm saying? I heard Uncle Billy Ray say he got a little something for you, man. He's going to, you know, send you a little something.
That's what's up. I need to hear from Uncle Billy Ray. He always keeps us laughing over here. Okay. All right. We're going to get into this spray, you guys. We'll see you when we see you.
Two Gang Brew. Double G the Gang. Four folks. Count of four. The Fly. Spray. Spray. Hey.
You run up in my spot. I'ma spray.
Hey, why you do that?
All my niggas strapping, they gon' spray. Candy paint your block. Why me spray? Or I send you block, I'ma spray,
ay, I'ma spray,
spray, spray, spray, spray, spray,
ay, spray, spray,
spray,
spray,
spray,
spray,
spray. All my niggas spreppin', they gon' spray,
ay, they gon' spray.
Or I send you block, why me spray?
Hey, why you spray? Spray, leave on what he lay,
he like,
put him in that bag. He like Frito Lay. Here come a J. So my partner serve. He say I'm a jerk. I just tell that hoe to swerve. Now he fucking on the curve. He took it fucking serve. Now can't cook me all day. Day. To write a fucking verse. Yeah, yeah, I'm fucking her. And that girl is 10. She gotta come on in. And gotta bring her friend. Whoa. I'm my goon.
they scrap up and they don't play. I swear I got a couple niggas that'll shoot you up like Scarface in broad day. Spray your block like spray paint. I got a home in they suit root and every day is a bloody day. He don't play. The fly.
You run up in my spot, I'ma spray.
Hey, why you do that?
All my niggas scrapping, they gon' spray. Candy patch your block, why me spray? Or I send your block, I'ma spray.
Hey, I'ma spray, spray.
Spray. All my niggas scrapping, they gon' spray. Hey, they gon' spray. Or I send your block, why me spray?
Got a food on play. Cat food gon' spray. Run off in your trap, we gon' blow your ass away. What's up, what I say? I'ma rip it till I die. Blowing on that jail cell, they know I'm hella high. I'm all about my business, and I'm to the top. I'm fucking on your mind, but he gets no reply.
Got a nigga named Lysol and A-Jack. When they spray that, you gon' lay back and never stand back. No, you ain't got no headache, nigga. Tell your face to a fifth. Spread it, say the red, get built. Get it, tell me no, he'll feel. My father got the tool to make you look just like the letter D. Not one side of your face, I'ma leave a hole in the fucking middle.
You run up in my spot, I'ma spray.
Hey, why you do that?
All my niggas scrapping, they gon' spray. Candy patch your block, why me spray? Or I send your block, I'ma spray.
Hey, I'ma spray, spray.
Spray. All my niggas scrapping, they gon' spray. Hey, they gon' spray. Or I send your block, why me spray? Hey, be boo, if you don't, we gon' spray.
Hey, we gon' spray.
Get the kids and your mama out the way.
Hey, out the way.
100 rounds on that motherfucking tape. Ready, set, go. All my niggas spray. Like Mako.
Like Mako.
No pain draw, nigga. Ooh, in the bush and he gon' spray some, nigga.
Hey, he gon' spray some, nigga.
So many bullets from he think I got 8 on, nigga.
ABO,
rap that murder, he gon' spray some, nigga.
Strong gon' spray.
Strong gon' spray.
He gon' spray.
He gon' spray.
Ooh, we singin' to them hoes, he still gon' spray.
My shooter don't miss. Fly ain't got no aim, but he still gon' hit. Fuck you, spray that bitch. Bitch,
y'all.
Run up in my spot, I'ma spray.
Hey, why you do that?
All my niggas strapping, they gon' spray. Candy patch your block, why you spray?